Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Humboldt Bay firefighters responded to a report of a structure fire in Myrtle Avenue and Hill Streets. The 1400 block of Myrtle Avenue was blocked to vehicle traffic. The fire involved multiple structures, and fire crews and apparatus remained on scene after the fire had been extinguished. We will update this story as more information becomes available. The CHP is investigating a fatal traffic collision on Alder Point Road on Sunday night that claimed the life of a passenger in the vehicle. Yvetta McKerchian was driving northbound on Alder Point when, for unknown reasons, her car spun out of control. The SUV traveled down a hillside and overturned. The passenger in the front seat, who was not wearing a seatbelt, suffered fatal head injuries in the crash. The incident remains under investigation. The California Highway Patrol reported another fatal traffic collision that occurred in the early morning hours today and claimed the life of 25-year-old Fortuna resident Weston Morris Broussard, resulting in the arrest of the driver Michael Horn on DUI charges. Horn was driving southbound on Ronald Avenue in Fortuna when he failed to stop at a stop sign and continued through the intersection at Drake Hill Road. The vehicle then slammed head-on into a dirt embankment. The force of the collision killed a backseat passenger and sent two other passengers to the hospital with major injuries. They both remain in critical condition. Horn was arrested on suspicion of DUI and vehicular manslaughter and was booked into county jail. The sheriff's office has issued an alert to local residents regarding mail theft as we head towards Christmas. A resident in Pine Hill reported that mailboxes on Nancy Court and Melody Court have been targeted by thieves with mail stolen, Christmas cards ripped open, and mail strewn about the street. You are reminded to use caution when mailing or receiving gift packages. Don't leave mail in the mailbox overnight, do not send cash in the mail, and if possible, use a mailbox with a locking lid. St. Joseph's Hospital is teaming with the Stanford University Medical Center, and cancer patients will be the beneficiary of that partnership. St. Joseph's will collaborate with Stanford by providing access to clinical trials for cancer patients that do not respond to routine treatments. Telemedicine will also be used to connect local doctors with Stanford staff, and Stanford will train a local clinical trial staff in addition to providing educational programs for St. Joseph's staff. The Sheriff's Office continues its search for 40-year-old Danny Ray Fiddler, who is wanted on several felony charges, including vehicle theft, felony hit and run, and assault with a deadly weapon. Fiddler is suspected of having stolen a green Jeep Cherokee from a Carlotta residence on the 7th, and last Thursday, a friend of the victim saw Fiddler driving the Jeep on Highway 36. The friend followed Fiddler and attempted to use his truck to block Fiddler in a driveway, but Fiddler rammed the pickup in a second vehicle and fled the scene. Fiddler is an adult white male, 5'8", 130 pounds, with brown hair and hazel eyes and tattoos on both arms. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Law enforcement agencies across the county kicked off the holiday DUI enforcement campaign over the weekend, and it started with the DUI checkpoint in Eureka on Friday night. Eureka police screened nearly 160 vehicles over the course of the evening and arrested two drivers on suspicion of DUI, and five drivers were cited for driving unlicensed or driving on a suspended license. The Avoid the 7 DUI task force was busy as well, and 19 drivers were arrested on suspicion of DUI over the weekend. Seven drivers were arrested Friday night into Saturday morning, with another 12 arrested from Saturday night into Sunday morning. Those numbers are up significantly from a year ago, when six drivers were arrested on DUI charges during the first weekend of the campaign. The DUI and traffic safety campaigns will continue over the next 2 weeks through Christmas and into the new year. And sheriff's detectives are investigating a burglary at the Community Presbyterian Church in Garberville last week. A deputy was called out to meet with the director of the Stepping Stones preschool and discovered that the suspect or suspects had broken a window and a back door to gain entry. They then pried open doors in the church, causing damage, and stole a cash box that contained money and checks for the preschool. The burglary happened sometime between Thursday evening and Friday morning, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.